Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Let's say you've got somebody who feels very compatible with the person that they've been dating, but they've been dating and dating and dating and dating, and they're in their 20s. They long to be married, but they're dating and they're dating, and the other person isn't quite ready yet. But all these other things, I used to compare it with my boys. I said, you know, it's like you have these colors on this palette, and sometimes if you find somebody who's your yellow, you forsake all the other colors because you've never met a yellow like this. And we so often forsake all the rest of the equation, you know. But I want you to talk maybe to that person listening today who's saying, I long to be married. They're not quite ready. We're dating for absolutely ever, but there's so many other things that we're compatible in. What say you?
Yeah. Well, I think it depends on the timeline that we're talking about here. So, for example, there are some people who are just super, they know what they want. They're super intentional. I mean, I dated a guy who after like 4 weeks was like, okay, I think it's time for us to get engaged. And I was like, you know, that's a little too soon for me. If, however, we're talking about a couple years at this point, and again, it's this person who's just, they're not in a place or they can't commit. This is where you have to bring a community into place, preferably some mentor folks to help figure out what is holding this person back. Is this a, you know, is it, are they just concerned about their finances? Have they not grown up yet? Are they just really fearful based on maybe the environment they grew up in? Because if it is something where they're just stuck and they just need a little encouragement and prodding or some, you know, just some good guidance, then that's probably navigable, you know. If, however, they are just digging in their heels because they just want to be having fun or they just want to put it off or whatever, I really think that at some point, like say it's the girl in this instance who's waiting and waiting, nothing's happening, it might be time to break this off until that person decides, okay, I'm in it to win it. I'm coming back to this game plan. I'm going to move it forward. Because really, if you are dating for that long, it is very difficult to protect purity. It is difficult to, you know, you are going to be giving up years of your life for something that really has no guarantee. You know, I mean, are you really going to move towards marriage? What's this going to look like? So I think you have to be honest and objective in that pursuit.
Boy, that's so good. And you can imagine how you would feel a sense of rejection as well. Even though you're still dating the person, there's a sense of rejection that you're not running hard. We're of marriageable material. We both make plenty of money. There's no reason we shouldn't be moving towards marriage, and I can't quite get an answer from you about it. You can imagine where that would, after a while, start to feel like rejection, even though we're still dating. In that case, though, Lisa, marriage isn't exactly the end goal because that's not going to be solved. If you're not pursuing being pursued in the dating relationship and prioritized, you're certainly not going to be pursued and prioritized once you're married.
Well, exactly. And this is why I tell women this especially, because I think we err on this side and fall into this trap. You know, we are giving up. We've been sold a bill of goods. And basically that is, you know, if we just give up enough companionship, enough time, enough energy, enough sex, whatever it is, then eventually this guy is going to, you know, commit to us, or he's going to fall in love with us, or he's going to go the distance or whatever. And actually everything sociological in that sphere proves the exact opposite. And so we need to understand our own worth. We need to understand what it looks to stand our ground, to hold our convictions, and to realize that ultimately we're going to get our worth from the Lord, and we need to, because this, everyone else will fail us in the world. And so understand who you are, what that looks like, and then you can enter healthily into a relationship with another person who's doing the same.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.